All right, so still trying to figure out how this works, but I'm existing in my alternate reality now. Anybody else have an alternate reality? Like in my mind, I'm a supermodel and a rap star. I am the white 40-year-old female rapper, if they exist. Yeah, it's nice. It's fun to play. I just wish that everybody could find something they love to do, you know. Something that means something to them. Just like sitting outside this morning. Sitting outside listening to the freaking birds and shit because I couldn't sleep. And now I'm talking to my phone. So somebody's gonna walk up and I'm gonna look completely insane, but I'm okay with that. Like, there's a time where I wouldn't have been okay with that. It's okay to be different, you know? I mean, I think it is. I think being different is better. People who are different, somebody told me the other day, get back in my box. And I'm like, my box is shaped like a circle and full of packing tape. I'd rather be outside of it. I like it out here. It's too early in the morning to come. I like it out here. I like it outside of my box. Somebody else built that box, you know? I don't fit. Not often we can fit inside the boxes that people build for us. They expect of us. Sometimes it's too much to live up to other people's expectations, you know. Sometimes you just have to be okay with being who the hell you are. And that took me a long time. You know, I work with all these younger kids, and it's like I just want to tell them. Just want to tell them that it's okay to be different. It's actually better to be different. Why the hell would I want to be like everybody else? You know? It's my take on things anyway. Yeah, so what I'm about to do is get dressed, because I got this house to myself, right? And stay with my mom. Talk about outside the fucking box. So I'm about to get myself dressed and do some weird shit to other people. It's weird to me. It's not. I'm going to get dressed and I'm going to make some fucking music videos and shit. Because nobody else cares about my music and like I do. And so yeah, that's how I feel about that. And that is that. You got to have a passion for something, you know? My fucking nose is running. I like being outside my box. You know, I live downtown, the city I'm from. I live downtown for like a month, you know. I was lucky enough to be able to bounce around in people's houses and not actually have to live outside for an extended period of time. But, like, for example, my mom doesn't understand why I was not detrimentally harmed or affected by it, like it wasn't miserable, you know what I mean? Like it was at times, but the experience to me was worth it, and I feel like it was meant for a reason, you know. People don't get that. Some of the things I did, like there's a water park, what we call the water park. It's like water comes out the ground, the kids play in it and shit. It's like this nice park downtown by the courthouse. I was dancing in the water fountain at night. I was doing live performances under the pavilion downtown where real bands actually play. I was doing it for the homeless people and they thought I was great. I was homeless too. I was appreciated and I was loved and I made people happy there. I really did. I had a lot of intelligent conversations about God and I used to have some of them recorded. I wish I still did.
my ex and I lived in his mom's truck for a while. It was a giant Eddie Bauer Expedition that he refused to give back to her so that we could use it. But that's not the point. And we were miserable. We didn't fight like all the time, but it was crazy and we were stressed and like all this shit. But I just remember sitting in the back of that truck while he's arguing on the phone with somebody and I'm putting sheets up over the windows, like finding clothespins and tying them up different ways that all the windows would be covered. We're in the back of this Walmart parking lot. And when he got off the phone, he was all pissed off and he came in the back with me and we just laid there. That's an experience. You know, like we made our own little room and we were there for each other. We would go and bring his aunt. We'd make gas for the day by bringing his aunt to work in the morning. And she works for a catering company. So she would bring us breakfast. And then we'd go and we'd park in the back of another Walmart parking lot. And we'd eat our breakfast and do music. God, there's so many times that we stayed up all night. Just sitting up at the park in the truck or whatever. Recording. But we Facebook Live for like 45 minutes of a night. My point is, when I think back on those things, and I think about the way people judge those things and judge me for going through those things, and I sit there, oh, God doesn't want you to be homeless. How the fuck do you know he doesn't? That's what I mean by thinking outside the box. How do you know that God didn't plan and plot for that to happen so that I could learn, so that I could teach someone else something, or that I could be there for other people, which I was? That's a whole nother long story. But I think the experience is worth it. Would I want to do it again? No. But if it happened again, would I embrace it and try to learn whatever I could from it? Of course. Would I be miserable? Of course not. Because whatever I'm fucking doing is what the fuck God wants me to do. If I know I'm doing the best I can, if I'm spreading his word around, and that's something else. If y'all don't like God, I'll pray for you. Because I probably talk about him a lot. And yes, I cuss and I do all this other shit and I'm all fucked up in the head. But I know the mean God's good. You know? Or whatever. I call it God, you know? It's like whatever energy force you feel is out there. That's another discussion as well. So, on that note, I think I will go and, let's see. What the hell? Can't never find nothing that I need to find. You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, I appreciate y'all listening and, or not listening because, like, I don't have any listeners yet. So, I'm really just talking to I'm pretending that I'm really popular, podcast and have my own show. I'm gonna have a talk show, so I'm gonna do interviews. I can interview whoever. I have an interview with Raggedy Minaj. I can't post it without her permission though, so we'll see. All right, well, I have outside the boxed it enough for now. Peace.